This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
And it's National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Some are like,
I thought we had that already.
There might have been a different flavor or just general ice cream.
Really?
Yes, okay. I don't know. Right. There's so many different ice cream days. There's so many different cake days.
I know. Yeah, that's right, because you and Tommy used to do the Foodie Friday.
Yeah, we still kind of do.
There you go. All right.
We'll talk a lot of ice cream, but do we ask, do you say yes to vanilla? Or sometimes, vanilla sometimes just needs something on top of it.
Well, sure. Otherwise, if it's vanilla, it's just too vanilla. Yeah, it feels like vanilla ice cream is the same as like the blank slate. It's there, but now it's time to add into it. That's where the artistry comes in.
It's the canvas to...
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Good.
Exactly, because otherwise it's just like, all right, hey, here's a blank canvas, and you go to an art exhibit, and it's like, you have nothing to show because you didn't work. there's no artistry in that.
And,
Food Network ain't going to put you on because you showed up with just plain old vanilla ice cream. It's what you do with it, man.
Yeah, and do you do like a Jackson Pollock where you just throw stuff in it? Or do you be more artistic, like Rembrandt's?
Oh, let's go with the Rembrandt on this. Because what did you used to do when you were a kid? You would add the chocolate and you would throw all this stuff, right?
I guess,
that was,
yeah.
That was half the fun of it because you make the little swirlies and stuff and it was tie-dye your vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, and make a mountain of the whipped cream and put the cherry right on top and then
shower it
with sprinkles. Maybe a little Jackson Pollock with the sprinkles.
Yep. And not that, but also the beauty was how high you can stack that ice cream too.
Yes.
See? I'm telling you. So the question comes back up, vanilla or vanilla with something else on top?
All right. How do you say yes to vanilla? Jamel and Lucky says, is this just vanilla, like old-fashioned vanilla or French vanilla? Yes.
Oh. Yes,
and vanilla bean.
That's a good point. It is just plain vanilla. Are we talking like the other variables?
Yeah, because there is regular vanilla. Ooh. There's French vanilla. There's vanilla bean.
Jeff, I just said variables, and it's only 4 a.m. here on the West Coast. That's almost like intelligent conversation. Well, smart. Oh. That coffee's starting to kick in, sir.
We have Jason from Brian earlier, our talk with about the Stooges, to confirm the Three Stooges have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay. Seems like they would.
Yeah, so is it just, do they each have their own, I imagine it's they're all in one.
I'll go there and take a picture for you.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right, how do you say yes to your... and do you like vanilla bean, regular, French?
French vanilla is awesome.
I like vanilla bean.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That I can eat by itself.
without peanut butter, right? I hear you don't like peanut butter much.
No, never peanut butter. So how about you? Right. How do you say yes to your vanilla ice cream on this National Vanilla Ice Cream Day? Brittany in Lima says yes with warm cobbler. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
vanilla ice cream on a warm apple cobbler? Let's see. Some likes vanilla bean. From Brian, likes vanilla bean with caramel or caramel. Dan in Eden, Pepsi float. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't think of that. Good idea, Dan. And Brandon in Marshfield, Missouri, you can do vanilla by itself or with something on it. I just like ice cream.
There you go. Now, you know what? You mentioned the Pepsi float thing. That's the artistry we were talking about.
Yeah.
Because you and I was kind of like, oh, that's right. We totally forgot about that. And he's just like, yeah, I know. It was my idea. I take credit. That was mine.
All right.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.